Hey everybody, Aaron Dillon here, Managing Director of AG Dillon & Co. I got a pre-IPO company update for the week ending October 6, 2023. Let's get into it. Jasper AI, once a prominent figure in the generative AI sector, has reduced its internal share value by 20%, signaling potential challenges in its growth trajectory. Initially valued at $1.5 billion in June, the company's internal valuation drop might be attributed to competition opposed by OpenAI's ChatGPT. Despite reporting an annual recurring revenue, or ARR, of $90 million in January and projecting a rise to $250 million in 2024, Jasper recently informed its staff of a 30% cut in 2023 ARR. This led to layoffs and the decrease in the internal share price. The company's overall valuation might now stand at around $1.2 billion. Amidst these challenges, CEO and co-founder Dave Rogan Moser stepped down and former Dropbox president Timothy Young succeeded him. Jasper, which has seen rapid growth due to its AI-powered writing tool for marketers, is now facing that competition from ChatGPT, leading to significant challenge for its business. That's a little odd seeing these AI companies come down. Anthropic, OpenAI, Cohere, others are kind of ripping up. Of course, they all have partnerships with cloud platform, the big cloud platform. So maybe this is a clear signal that they don't have that, and that could be a problem. Speaking of, Anthropic, a competitor to OpenAI, is in advanced discussions to secure at least $2 billion of new funding following a $1.25 billion investment commitment from Amazon. That just happened a couple weeks ago. The AI startup, which offers the Claude chatbot as a rival to OpenAI's ChatGPT, is targeting a valuation of $20 to $30 billion. That's a significant leap from the $4 billion valuation in March. Despite generating only a tenth of the revenue of OpenAI's revenue, Anthropic shares are posed to be more expensive based on revenue multiples. My math has them at over like 200 times revenue. That's big. That's a big valuation multiple. The fundraising round is still in flux with Anthropic engaging with sovereign wealth funds and other institutional investors, so we see where they fall out. This move underscores the fierce competition among AI developers to amass capital and resources in advance to advance their large language models. After OpenAI's partnership with Microsoft and other AI entities, including Anthropic, have been seeking collaborators with major cloud providers. That's the Amazon deal. Anthropic's recent collaboration with Amazon, which will distribute its AI software, is anticipated to significantly boost its revenue projections, and probably in a similar way as OpenAI. OpenAI has got $1 billion in revenue in the first year of operation. It looks like it's going to do several billion in 2024. Blockchain analytics company Chainalysis has announced a 15% reduction in its workforce due to current market conditions, shifting focus to efficient growth and reduced expenses. This is the second time this year that the firm has downsized, having previously laid off 5% of its 900-strong workforce in February. The broader crypto sector has also witnessed significant job losses, with over 2,000 positions eliminated in the first 2 months of the year. This trend reflects a shift in the industry's approach from aggressive growth to a more cautious stance on payroll expenses. Chainalysis recently formed partnerships with Four Inc. and Deloitte to enhance blockchain monitoring and analytics capabilities. So these guys are still making moves. I have Chainalysis at a $4.8 billion current secondary market valuation, down 45% from its last primary round in April of 2022 at $8.6 billion. ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, reported a 34% increase in revenue to $24.5 billion in Q1. That's just for the one quarter, ByteDance. That's a huge amount of money. The company's operational cash flow rose $6.8 billion, up from $5.8 billion in the same period the previous year. With its growing cash reserves, ByteDance is aggressively venturing into live shopping in the United States, even though it expects its TikTok shop business, that's the business called TikTok Shop, to incur over $500 million in losses in this year. The company's revenue is nearing that of Meta Platforms, Facebook, which posted $28.6 billion in the first quarter. This is a very big company, ByteDance. As of March 31st, ByteDance cash reserves stood at $30.4 billion, a significant increase from the $22.3 billion at the end of 2022. The company reported a Q1 profit of $2.7 billion. That's a turnaround from a $4.7 billion loss in Q1 2022. And I have ByteDance at a $211 billion current secondary market valuation, which I think seems very small compared to the amount of revenue that this place is throwing off, especially when you start to bang it up against firms like Meta. Revolut, the UK's leading fintech firm, has reached an agreement with its primary investor, SoftBank, to simplify its ownership structure, a key step towards obtaining a long-awaited banking license in the UK. The Bank of England had stipulated that Revolut consolidate its six share classes as a result of various funding rounds since its inception in 2015 as a prerequisite for the license. SoftBank had initially sought significant compensation for relinquishing its priority share class. However, the recent agreement doesn't involve issuing new shares for SoftBank or any financial implications for Revolut, so I have no idea how they pulled that off, but kudos to them. The other major investors are also in the process of consolidating their shares, so they're almost done with this. Despite the progress, Revolut still faces challenges, including concerns over its financial reporting issues related to regulatory compliance. That's going to be tough to get a bank license when you got that stuff going on. We have Revolut at $16.2 billion current secondary market valuation, down 51% from its July 2021 $33 billion valuation round. Okay, big capital raises for the week ending September 29, 2023. I got a big down round and two nice Series Bs this week to hit on. Xiao Hongshu, which is a Chinese social e-commerce platform, got crushed this week. They raised a Series F at a $14 billion valuation. That's a big number. But that's down 30% from their $20 billion Series E in November of 2021. Hongshan, which is Sequoia China, invested there. CoreWeave, which is an AI-focused cloud provider, raised the Series B at $7 billion valuation. That's a massive 178% increase from its $2.5 billion valuation Series A in April. That's just 6 months ago. Up 178% in 6 months. Goana Capital, Fidelity, and JP Morgan Asset Management invested. So those guys are smart. That must be good value. Nord Security, a Dutch cybersecurity company. You see the commercials, TV commercials on everywhere. Raised $100 million Series B at a $3 billion valuation. That's an 88% increase from its $1.6 billion valuation Series A in April of 2022, 18 months ago. Warburg Pincus led. Okay, last up, we got pre-IPO stock performance as of October 2nd, 2023. The week's winner, OpenAI, was up 83.9%. That is not a mistake. OpenAI is starting to reflect that new primary round at $90 billion. The tender round's not done yet, but they announced that $80 to $90 billion, and you're starting to see that reflected in the secondary market. Airtable's up 12%. Cohere's up 8.7%. Brex up 5.2%. Neuralink up 3.1%. Big winners this week, or excuse me, losers this week. Anthropic was down 11%. Stripe's down 3.2%. Consensus down 2.6%. Hugging Face down 2.3 and Discord down 2.1. Top valuations for the week, ByteDance still up there at $211 billion. SpaceX is at 152. OpenAI is at 67. That's going to go to 90, I'm telling you, in the next week or two. Stripe's at 52. Databricks at 45. Those are the folks in the lead. For more current valuations and performance data, check out agdillon.com. It's right there at the top. There's a link to see the latest. Okay, that's it for me this week. If you have any pre-IPO stock research needs, please reach out. Thanks, and see you guys next week.